How many times did that get thrown out of the band?
We have all the time in the world. Time enough for life to unfold all the precious things love has in store. We have all the love in the world. If that's all we have, you will find we need nothing more. Every step out the way will find us with the cares of the world far behind us. We have all the time in the world just for love. Nothing more, nothing less, only love.
Well, I hope you like the change. We decided we'll play that one this evening because it's been on my mind all day, that piece of music. And I thought, we'll have a change this evening. Instead of playing the familiar tune that we come in with, that we'll play out with, by the way, we'll come in with that one. But I don't know whether anybody remembers seeing that movie, and it goes back to one of the first Bond films, really, I suppose, which is like on Her Majesty's Secret Service. So that piece of music from that particular film. And I can't remember who played the Bond in it now. okay. Right, now, we had a little bit of a problem with the microphone levels. So we decided to come through in the normal way this evening. We're not using the back studio, so to speak, and we're just coming at you in the normal way, because it means that the levels don't go down. So if there is an echo, then it's produced by yourself usually, and we do ask that you consider turning your speakerphones off when calling, yeah, because speakerphones cause feedback, yeah, so, and that's where the echo builds up throughout. Okay, we've got six people already in the call queue, and we're going to say good morning to Selva.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, Selva, good morning. Oh, bless. It's wonderful to hear you again.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Yeah.
So, everything go well, Selva?
Not really, but, you know, life is life, and you've got to smile, and you got to go with the roles, don't you?
Right, okay. Yeah. I'll say no more. I'll say no more, because that's private, ladies and gents. Okay, so, right. Okay. Right at the top then this evening, we have Rosie.
Hi, how are you?
What was your name?
My name's Rosie.
Hi, Rosie. It's a very pretty name.
Oh,
I'm very well.
How are you?
Rosie.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
That's good. Rosie, there's a lot of big decisions you're going to have to make in the next 6 to 7 months. It's like you really need to take a step back and have a look at where you are and make a decision of what you want within yourself, because it's like there's a bit of a disagreement within you of where what you want to change in life. And it's like it's important that it comes from you. And you're not going to get a lot of support from the external, but you will get support eventually once they see the change that it makes in you and how it awakens your inner being in one way or another. You're an extremely creative person, and it's like you haven't seen your true potentials yet. So there's plenty of opportunities that are going to be created around you for you to be able to manifest what you want in life according to your true essence, which is very, very important. Financially, though, please take note and be careful of how you spend your finances, because there's not a lot of new finances around you for about 7 months. So try and make do with what you've got for now until you head into greener pastures, and things will be much brighter and much easier to handle as well.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So I've been trying to look for new work, and it's, you know, it's just a tough market out there. I guess I have a lot of competition, which is fine. I just don't know when I'm going to find new work, and I feel extremely frustrated because,
yeah,
you know, there's a lot of competition. That's pretty much what's going on. There's a lot of competition. When do you see me getting a new job? Do you see me getting a new job?
I do see you finding new work. Yes, I do. But like I said, the next 6 to 7 months are going to be a little bit touchy. And you're going to have to be very careful. You're going to have to reassess what is it that you really want to do. I feel there's going to be a change in the way you do the work. And that's why there's going to be that delay. And that's why I said that financially you need to be careful to make do with what you've got right now for that period of about 6 months. And then I do see a sense of prosperity and change and growth then. So it could take anything up to 6 months.
It won't come sooner.
That's what I just said. If you're lucky, it might, but I think a lot of it depends on how you invest in you. Like, you really need to look at yourself for some reason, and it's like you need to look into, okay, what is it that I'm trying to do that I'm no longer valid for? So it's like you need to reassess your interest in some way. And I do feel that it could take up to 6 months to do it. Then that's what I get.
I've been trying to change. It's just things aren't happening.
I can understand the frustration, but you know, it's all in divine timing, and then you've got to trust that at the right time things will fall in place for you, and it shows that it will, and it will be worth the wait. It's like I see you celebrating when it actually happens, but I do feel that there's not much you can do, because it's like you've been on automatic, and it's like you need to personalize your energy in some level to be able to open this to that new door into the future. And the possibilities are there, but it's like you need to be patient and accept that there is a greener pasture ahead, and you are going to do better than what you imagined. But you're going to need time. You're going to need the 6 months. I really don't see it until about February.
Okay. Is there anything that you can tell me about my new job? Anything?
You certainly will be learning new skills. You won't be doing completely what you're doing now. So there is a variation. There's definitely a variation of work. And it's going to be good because you're hungry for new knowledge anyway. So it's going to be good that you're going to be able to connect to this new knowledge and be able to grow with it as well. But it's certainly going to be worth the ride.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Many blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay then. That's Rosie. Okay. All right, dear. So, Rosie has left us already. And we have Dee.
Hi, Dave.
And he's not ready yet.
Hi, Silva.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Good evening to you. Sorry. Dave, there's a lot of papers going through your hands. It's like you're putting things into order, and there's a lot of movement and growth, which I'm really, really glad. It's like you're really... you've been utilizing your time productively, and it's like you're putting things in place. I don't know what you've been doing, but it's like you feel more organized. You feel like you've got a plan for some reason. The personal growth situation is like you really are investing time in you, in bettering and improving the you that you are, which is really, really good. But I do see a lot of growth, a lot of greater security around you, and I do see opportunities for financial improvement around you as well, but I do see you hesitating on making a decision for some reason, but I do see this prosperity and growth around you, which I think is wonderful, and you do have a great sense of balance again. So it does show there's, like I said, papers that you're going to put into order and into better perspective. I don't know if you just started a new job or they change your job a little bit, because I do see you being more at peace in your productive level, which that is really, really good. And it's like you're more comfortable in your everyday life. It's like you know that there's a better horizon coming your way, and you can feel it inside you. And even though what you see right in front of you is not exactly smooth, but you know there is a better horizon, and you know there's a sense of tranquility about that as well. There's an awful lot of boxes around you as well. So I wouldn't have thought you would have had a lot to get rid of, but I do see you really disconnecting from things that you no longer connect to, and it's like you're really putting things in place. You really you have really taken that step back and reassessed your life in a big way, and I'm very proud of you, because you're doing it lovingly. You're not doing it judgmental, so it's like you're really doing it lovingly, and you're making the decisions, and it's like you're preparing for the bigger celebration, which I think is very positive and very, very strong. Like I said, in the work sector, there seems to be little changes in there that it shows improvement. And everything is just falling in place for you, and hang tight, because soon you'll be able to celebrate and be able to feel a reunion. And I do feel there are a number of family events that are going to enlighten your heart, that are going to make life so much more fruitful and so much more rewarding. Did you have a question?
Thank you, Selva. By family events, do you mean would it involve my son?
Oh, for sure, for sure. Yes, yes. That is for certain. So you've got a lot of reasons to look forward to your future, because things are going to realign and they are going to be positive. And he's such a bright boy, and he's such a balanced boy. It's like it's really balancing into accepting what has taken place. And you'll be able to see a lot of changes in him, but also you'll be able to see the love that he has for you has been untarnished, which is really good.
Has the situation and everything that has happened, has that impacted him emotionally, mentally, for him to need some kind of professional support, or is he okay?
No, actually, I'm really surprised. He's a very well adjusted young boy, and he's got this ability to translate things in a very special way. And he does miss you. He missed you terribly. But he's very much at peace, because he knows this is not a permanent situation. He knows that he'll be reunited with you sooner than what he thinks as well, which is really, really good. And I do feel that there's a lot of background help that I'm not able to see properly, but I do see there's someone working behind you to help you bring this into effect. So I do feel that it will fall in place in a good way fairly soon.
Okay. Will that be anytime before his birthday, which is next month?
I feel it'll be around that time. It'll be around that time. Probably just a little bit after or just before it, but it won't be on his birthday itself. But I do feel, yes, there will be a connection around that time of the month in October, yeah.
But not this month.
Yeah. Just stay strong and just keep putting things in place. So by the time he gets you, you'll have things in place and you'll be able to have that time available to spend together and grow together. And I'm very happy to see that even financially things are going to change for you. And it's like you've got a trust in an opportunity that will be presented to you. And believe, because it seems to be like a prosperity essence around you that's going to help you create the security for the future that you so desire.
Yeah. Thank you, Selva.
Okay,
any messages from my grandmom?
I think she must have made... It looks like a damper. I don't know. Do you know what a damper is? It's like she's making damper. She's making flat tape. It's like she's slapping her hand with pastry in her hand. So I don't know what that means. And but she's happy, which food always needs nourishment, and it always means a better horizon. If we have food, we have everything. You know, that's really the strength of the future. So she's like, she's not clapping her hands. She's got like pastry in the middle. Like, so she's got the food, the nourishment, and the strength of movement and growth. She's certainly happier with the shift that you made last week. It's like you changed things around in your house. It's like she says there's a bit of flow in the room now. So you must have moved things around or something, because she says that your house feels a little bit more airy, feels a little bit more flowy. I don't know if it makes sense.
It does, yes.
Good. That's good. I'm glad. Yeah. Have faith. Deep. Don't lose your faith. Yeah. And know that the good Lord, the good Lord is working with you, and everything will be okay. And then you're going to realize that all this hardship, all these challenges have made you a better man and have made you into a space that you will be able to reach a true level of appreciation of who you are as well. You're a good person, and don't ever forget that.
Thank you, Sarah.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Dave. Okay. All right. Now, people seem to be having a little trouble calling in. And I don't know what's causing that this evening. Line 6 has got bumped off 3 or 4 times now. But other than that, the call queue seems pretty steady at the moment. We know that this hurricane's still going around and knocking things about, so, you know, that's going to cause problems for a little while. Okay, right, let's see where we are then. So we should be with line 3, and that's Michelle.
Hi.
Hello, what was your name?
Michelle.
Michelle, what a beautiful name. Michelle, there's there's a lot of music around your energy, and there's a lot of reason for you to be joyous about changes in your life. It's like be positive, be strong, be centered, and know that everything is just slowly falling in place the way you need it to fall in place. It shows a bit of a an unfinished project around you. It's like you've been hesitating to finalize some project. The time is now. The time is now for you to put things in place, for you to say, yes, I'm going to put things into order, and I'm going to create some free time for myself so new opportunities will come my way. But at the moment, it's like you're chasing your tail a little bit. So you need to take a step back and say, okay, what do I need to finish in my life? What do I need to put in place? It's like you really need to tidy up loose ends. Also shows there's a misunderstanding with someone in a just like a work environment or a social environment that is not relatives. There's a misunderstanding with someone that's not related to you that has reached a level of misinterpretation of what you're about as well. Don't worry about too much about trying to explain or justify who you are. Just be yourself, and your actions will speak a lot louder than words could ever be. So allow yourself to be positive and strong, and allow yourself to move forward. Financially, you're not in a bad situation, but you're not in a wasteful situation either. So as long as you're sensible and you're smart, you'll be able to get through the next 3 to 4 months into a better horizon as well. Did you have a question?
Well, yeah. My daughter moved to an area 3 hours from where I live. I actually just bought my house, but I have an offer right now, a very good offer, and I can go to a different house to be closer to where she's living. And I just kind of wonder if this is a good idea. she went to live with her boyfriend, who's going to be somewhere for 3 years. And I just figured it might be more practical, and maybe I'd get to see her more if I lived close by. Plus, it's a really good deal I have in my house, you know, situation. I don't know what you thought.
I really feel that you've got to really be careful of the decision that you make. You don't want to open yourself to dissolution, all right? Your daughter is just starting her life of the future and heading in the right direction of her own space and creating her own life. If you move closer with the expectations to be able to spend more time with her and see her more often, you might be disillusioned because she might get on with life. She might be busy. She might not have the time to spend with you. So the time that she does have, she might have rush time instead of productive time. If you stay where you are, it's like if you stay where you are, whenever she visits, you'll be able to have quality, productive time together, and it's all worthwhile, and she stay overnight as well. So it'll be a better connection and a better space. But I feel ultimately it's not about moving closer or living further away. Ultimately, what this is about is you accepting that now your role as a mother is changing and her role as a daughter is changing. Time to free each other up to be able to do what you both need to do without feeling that obligation that we've got to keep in contact, we've got to keep in touch, just allowing it to happen naturally. Because if you move closer and she doesn't have the time to see you, you are going to be disillusioned that, well, I'm closer, she should be able to see me. So it's not going to make a difference how often you see her, whether she's closer or far away. So this is a time where you need to take a step back and say, what is it that I want for me in my life? Now's the time for me to plan my life. My child is taken on her journey of life, and she will make her life according to what she needs herself. She won't consider me. It doesn't mean she doesn't love me. It's just that she's getting on with life and she's moving ahead. So this is the time that you need to make the decision for what you want for yourself and the structure that you want in your life. And not whether you're closer or further away. It's time for you to tidy up loose ends and put things into perspective into where you feel you fit in your own life. And she will fit in accordingly.
Well, there's a little more to it than that. I mean, I understand what you're saying completely, and that's a very, very, very good point, that she would stay overnight if and when she did come to visit. Fine. The only thing here is that I'm living completely isolated from any family, and if I needed to travel, I have a problem because I have two cats. If I needed to go visit my mother, you know, for a week, I can't bring the cats, you know.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You need to weigh out the options. What is the best for me? And that's what I'm saying. Don't make the decision around your daughter. Make the decision around yourself. You know, and you will make the right decision. You know, I just don't want you to be disillusioned if you move closer, purely only to be closer. So you just got to make the decision around yourself. What is better for me? If it's better for you.
Well, I don't I mean, isn't it hard to know what's better for you? Like, sometimes you don't know that you're making a mistake till after you make it. But the thing is that I don't know anybody. I know very, very few people here where I'm currently living. So if I were going to make a change, because I have this opportunity dropped in my lap, it's an opportunity for me to, I just live there instead of here, you know. I do like my house, but it's not the only house, you know, in the world.
Are you listening to yourself? Are you really listening to yourself, what you're saying? I think subconsciously you've already made the decision to move, but consciously you're trying to see the reason for the move, because changes do create a little bit of fear in you, and it takes a little bit of adjusting, which is understandable. But subconsciously, yeah. Subconsciously, I think you have made the decision to move. And I think it's a good decision. It's not a bad decision. But you've got to move for you and for your own reason. And I think, like you said, you've got an opportunity there besides your daughter, which I think is good. And would you give you an opportunity? And the minute we get an opportunity to go and move somewhere and do something, you will automatically will meet people almost instantly connected to what you've been offered anyway, okay? So it's a positive thing, not a negative thing, but it shows to me, and it shows that subconsciously you have made the decision to move, because you're just trying to justify it in your conscious space to make that change a little bit easier. But that still stands that you've got to tidy up a lot of loose ends before you actually move. You have to tidy up a couple of loose ends before you can move.
Well, I kind of wonder, like, you know, what happens if I don't move? Because a big part of this is the financial part. The fact that I have this offer now, it was like, sort of like divine providence in a way, you know, it was like dropped in my lap, and I hate to turn away, you know, big opportunity when it's here. Although I feel like, I wish this opportunity would have come next year, 2 years from now, you know?
Yeah. The things happen at the right time for the right reason. And if it's something that you're really interested in, you know, it'd be silly for you to miss out on it and not give it a go. You know, the good Lord knows what is best for us. And if sometimes it smooths the path so we're able to have a smooth transition and change, you know. And you are a bit of a creature of habit anyway. So creating changes for you, it's not that easy. You've got to adapt to changes, and you've got to mentally and emotionally accept changes. You know, you're one of these people, you tear everything apart before you actually make that decision of change.
Yeah.
I feel you will move. I feel that it's a good move, but it's a move for you, not a move closer to get close to your daughter. That's a good incentive. Yeah. It's a good move for you.
Yeah, okay.
Many blessings.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle. Righty. So what we're going to do, ladies and gents, we're at 1 hour and 26 on the clock. We've taken 3 lovely calls already out of 6 people in the call queue. And that means that we've got, one more just called, so we've perfectly set up to go up a little bit. So we've got 4 people left in the call queue then. Okay, so let's take a break.
Down the barrel of a gun.
Well, there you go. It's getting a regular featured piece of music on the show now. And, you know, it's one that gets played quite a lot. Right then. Okay. If you do have any music choices there, let us know, because, you know, we keep asking this question repeatedly over almost 12 years now, you know, knocking on. Yeah. So the way I count it is either I get older or I have another wedding anniversary. You know, and that's coming up, so it's got to be, yeah, knocking on 12 years now since we started here in this studio. Strangely enough, in this studio, we went to Studio 2 and then come back to this one because of hiccups with the debit card, of all things. But, you know, we tried to run two studios and couldn't, and we're down to one single studio now. But, you know, we're here for as long as you need us, really. However, I will say that, you know, support is of the essence, because without your support, we can't continue to bring you shows like this. So the support button is there. It's not a begging button, as some people have called it, perhaps. You know, and underneath that you'll see Ken's group page there. It takes you off to the Facebook group page, and it kind of tells you upcoming shows. So right at the top you'll see tonight's guest, or today's guest. That clearly says there, spiritualist medium Salvador. And if you click on that, that goes straight through to Selva's page, where you can find Selva there and get to know Selva a little more. And, you know, maybe even ask for a private reading if you're inclined to do so. There is a new email link there. It's quite big. And it's... it means you don't have to type that in. If you've got an email client on your computer, which most modern computers have, you just click on that and it will open your email automatically. So, you know, and you can always copy and paste that. You don't have to type it. You just copy and paste it into your email client and that will open there. It's kind of where you can get in touch with us if you want to, yeah? Other email addresses there are kind of private to me and private to the, you know, for other things that we do. But that's the one for the radio show there. That you'll see. And the call-in number, of course, is all over the page there as well. So you can see that quite clearly. People say that from outside of the USA they have trouble calling now because we don't have a Skype facilities anymore. We don't have the Hangouts facilities anymore. There are other ways of calling, and I shall find those out for you. I know there's one or two people that call in using a free call service. So we've got to find one that works. It might only work in the USA. If it works around the world, then we will utilize it and we will use that. But people know of a free service that we can utilize for people to call in, and we will do so. Right then, let's see where we're going. We should be with line 4, and that is Quinn.
Hello.
Good morning, Silva. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm fabulous and grateful.
That I'm really, really glad. You've got this beautiful, peaceful energy again, but then you always do. And it's like, I don't know if you've been doing a lot of writing lately, but there seems to be like a lot of words all around you. And I feel that you might be being very creative with your word expression, and I see pen to paper coming together, and it's like you're putting some project together that it will be heard by many in some way. And it's like you're slowly allowing yourself to go deeper within yourself to be able to bring out your depth, but also to mold to things the way they are presented. It's like you've got so many variables right now that you're just molding yourself to whatever situation is presented in front of you. And it's like you're able to translate things according to whoever's there and whatever understanding they need to reach at that precise moment. I don't know if you've been playing with crystals as well, because I get an energy of this beautiful lapis lazuli. It's a beautiful, beautiful deep blue that's in it, and that is like it's centralizing your emotions as well. So it's like this awakening process that is actually creating healing and creation all around you. But the pen and paper seems to be still very prominent, and it's like there's a lot of work to be written and a lot of messages to be shared in there as well. There are some, there's a small amount of money on your left, so it means money for nurturing the soul will be presented as well, and you will have opportunities to be able to manage a little bit more flexible, a little bit more comfortable as well. So you've got quite a few things falling in place, thank God. And so you've been blessed. It's like you are being blessed in so many ways right now that never fear, because things are slowly coming into fruition, coming into place. But your written word is going to be very important.
Batan, you know, I have been working on a book, various books, and one in particular for quite a while. And a lot of times something would happen to my computer, various things, when I finally get back to it. And the other day I decided to pick up my pen and paper and put it there. Mm. So I have been writing. I have been writing with a pen and paper. And that's allowing me comfort in connecting with the goddess Shashat. And also allowing me, knowing that I have it. I know the computer is a wonderful thing. I love the computer, but it's also giving me a sense of comfort knowing that my paper and pen is a trusted companion. Yeah. And I also, while I was waiting to speak with you, I also got a vibe of, and you're right, I got a lot of things going on, a lot of possibilities, that I should start doing, as you were talking about my words, I should start doing, in addition to my YouTube and Instagram and Facebook,
yes,
some podcasts, but podcasts with, and that's what I'm going to ask you to help me to focus on, podcasts perhaps with music, perhaps with poetry, a combination of music that I will create.
Mm-hmm.
The drum, the tones, and poetry, because it's been flowing through me. I've been channeling, you know, poetry as well. So I'll listen to what you have to say to me. Thank you.
Yeah, it's very beautiful, and you are going to give birth to it. You are going to deliver it, you know. And I'm so happy for you because you've got such a deep love inside that is waiting to come out on an expressive level. And I'm not surprised that you are connecting it with music and that, because that flows and travels great distance. The sound travels so far away, you know, and it actually delivers so much. So I really can't wait until you do that and listen to it, because it's just incredible, the path that you are creating in opening the hearts of many at the same time as you're doing it as well.
Thank you. And I have lapis lazuli on my neck.
I could feel the lapis lazuli. It's like such an important crystal for you. You know, the depth of it is such a beautiful connection with you. There's something special with it.
And I'd forgotten, but most recently, I have taken some stone, lapis lazuli stones, dark blue, and put them in some rings that I had already crafted, but they were just stoneless. So I put three lapis lazulis in three different rings. So I've been feeling that energy. Any idea where I should put my podcast with my poetry and my music? Which forum?
Spotify.
Okay.
Put it on Spotify. It's very international recognized and very easy to access, and they're affordable as well, and they are really, really amazing. And it's like once you get a certain level of listeners, I think it's only a small level too. So I think it's only about 2,000 clicks. Once you get to 2,000 clicks, they actually start rewarding you, you know? So it's really good, yeah.
That's exciting.
It's exciting.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
Also, I got a vibe. I have been seeing beautiful, beautiful women, goddesses, queens who play a round drum that they hold in their hands, and I've been admiring it. But I have drums around here myself. I said, I don't need to be buying another drum. And just yesterday, I got the vibe to paint. I have a drum, an African drum from West Africa called a talking drum. Uh-huh. And I got a vibe to paint some symbols on that. And it's two-sided. There's a head on both sides. And yeah. I'm just putting that out there. I just got a strong vibe that I should. And when I finish speaking with you, receiving from you, I'm going to go and trace some symbols on it to keep me focused on it. And in terms of money, you said a small amount of money, which I welcome, because that'll open the faucet for more money. Any more insight as to guiding it, stronger flow of it toward me?
Yeah, but there's definitely, I could see a small amount of money that is coming towards you to be able to fulfill a project of delivery, and that will create more financial security. But it seems to me, it feels like donations. It's like people are going to start donating to you for some reason. I see people contributing, and that they've been very grateful for what you do. I don't think you're aware, Queenie, of who you affect. You know, I feel that you affect so many people, and you don't even realize that you're really changing people's life in a very subtle way, but you are, and it's strengthening them. I do feel that the money factor is coming from contributions for people that want to see you succeed and want to see you on a true direction. Don't be surprised if someone doesn't ask you, do you have a PayPal account, or do you have a somewhere where we can put a donation for what you're trying to do. So I do see you sharing what you're doing. I don't know if you're planning to run a meditation group or something soon, but I do see a gathering of souls, and it's like you're expressing what you're doing, or you're demonstrating what you're doing. And that opens up a channel of contribution that is it's waiting there for you.
You know, on my YouTube channel, I'm going to put my PayPal link, and I'm also I'm planning a virtual retreat. Virtual retreat, virtual festival. So that's, I'm sure, what you're picking up in terms of the gathering. Mm-hmm. I thank you so much. What did you say?
I wish I was closer to you. I could have gone, but we're on the other side of the world.
It's going to be virtual, so it's going to be possible for you to come. And also, once it's done, there will be recordings of it. So it will be quite possible for you to experience it. So there's no limitation at all.
True, yeah.
So yeah. I will let you know, and I will invite you. I will give you I was guided to give a few scholarships, and I will give one to you.
Thank you. There are so many beautiful things coming your way. That's just incredible. There are just so many. It's like you've been working your whole life for the moments that are approaching now. It's like you've done all your homework now, and now it's been marked and assessed, and now it's almost graduation time, and that's where you're really going to see the effect of the love of your labor, which I think is wonderful.
Thank you. My heart is fuller from this connection today, and I thank you so much for your sharing and your care.
No, thank you for calling. You certainly are not my heart.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Quinn. Okay. Right. Now then. The thing is, Quinn helps us out many times on the station here. Quinn has a channel on YouTube. If you go and look that up on YouTube, we will try to put a link in there somewhere on the show page there, and on our group page, because Quinn is in the group. And we will get some links in there for you where you can go and see not only Quinn's jewellery that she produces there, but, you know, you'll be able to see the video channel there as well. Go and subscribe, because you can monetize there on YouTube. If you get enough subscribers, yeah, and that would be a good thing. But I think you've got to have a certain amount of subscribers before you start actually making any money. So it's money that everybody needs, isn't it? Because if you've got any project that you cared about and you want to keep that project going, then you need backing for that project, yeah? And that includes us here in the studio, I'm afraid, because, you know, the backing and support that we get keeps us going. And, it's been slow, but it's been coming. Let's just say we're here again for another month. Right then, something going on up the stairs with my boy, shouting very loudly, playing a game there. And I can assure you, this microphone is not cutting across here, because if it did, it would do so during the day. Not just when we do the show. So I don't think it's that. But I do get a little paranoid there perhaps at times. Why he wants to shout so loudly down the stairs whenever we're doing a show. Doesn't happen during the day. It's only when I'm doing a show. I'm sure it's nothing I'm doing. Okay, right, let's see where we are then. Cindy.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Silva.
Hello. Can I have your name again?
This is Cindy.
Okay. Just making that just needed your vibration, that's all. Cindy, there's a lot of boxes around you. There's a lot of clearing. It's like you're sorting things out. You're pretty busy sorting things out and letting go of things. And it's like you're making decisions in a positive space, which I think is really, really good. There is some money and papers going through your fingers. So it's like financially you're restructuring your own security as well. Your health is a little bit, there's a tiredness about you. So I don't know if you're not sleeping well at night or what it is, but it does show you do need to consider your well-being and consider your tiredness a little bit. But there's a lot of little changes on a positive level that are there with you. And it's like in the last 10 months, I would say, 10, 11 months, you really have taken a step forward and it's actually created a better horizon for yourself. So you really got to give yourself a pat on the back. You really got to let yourself know that you have made progress in a lot of areas, even though you might not be able to see the progress yet, but the progress is definitely happening and it's definitely there. And it's like next year promises to be a much more rewarding year, but it's also a year of delivery of what your project might have been. It's like you're reaching a climax time on delivering of what you're doing.
Wow. Okay.
Did you have a question?
Yes. I am in a relationship, and I'm also working on a business project with the same person.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wondering what you see as far as the intentions of this person for the future of the relationship. Is it only tied in with the business, or is it planning on, you know, what do you see as his intentions and where things are at?
Okay. Can I have his name?
Mark.
Okay. Mark and Cindy. I feel Mark knows how to be in business, but he's got to learn how to be in a relationship. And he is not really sure exactly how to deal with a relationship as such. In a business level, he's very practical, he's very unemotional and very productive, and he's just sharing the same direction. And I do feel he's actually going to be as successful as you can be, which is going to be really good. In the relationship level, it's like you need to invest in the relationship. If there's not enough relationship time there, it's like everything is revolving around the business. So you virtually need to have that talk and say, look, we need to go for a date. And when we go for a date, we don't talk about the business. We don't talk about anything. We just talk about us. We try and connect with us and connect to the love that we feel, the emotion that we feel for one another. I do feel the relationship, it could be a good relationship, but I don't think it's a very active relationship. I do feel Mark has got good intentions, and I do feel you're actually suited for each other. But you've got to learn to separate relationship from business and business from relationship, and that's yet to come.
Very interesting. Yeah, I have had that conversation with him. That is, you know, because we broke up for a month he has a hot temper, and then he'll blow up and expect me just to put up with it and continue on, and I left. And then we got back, he came back a month later, said, do you want to talk, you know, are you happy with how things turned out? But he still can't admit he did anything wrong. And he's, since we got back, he blew up like 6 or 7 more times getting mad, like looking for something to get mad about and trying to, I can't think of the word now. But like put down everything I do or everything I'm, like put me in my place so people will think he was in the right and I'm in the wrong. He just can't admit that anything could have been his fault. And I wasn't asking him to admit it, but, I mean, he was, like, trying to create a situation. So the relationship now, we've been back about a month, has been totally different from the way it was before we broke up. He was wanting me over 7 days a week, spend time with me all day. We were doing stuff together. Now it's very distant, except when he wants to work on the business side, creating this product, but he had tried to move on. It was my formula, my recipe, my everything that we're doing involving horses. And then he tried to move on without me when we broke up. And then he couldn't because the formula wasn't finished and he needed me to finish it. And so he's still kind of at that stage, but he has told me even if he's going to move forward with it anyways, even if we don't stay together. But in the last few days, he has changed, like, he actually coming over to spend time at my house, but like all day, like he keeps me at a distance now during the daytime. And I'm just wondering why. What is that? Is there, you know, do you see him? I don't think he's talking to anybody else or seeing anyone else, but the distance he's trying to keep now during the daytime and then just like wanting to me to come over in the evenings to work on trying to create a new batch of formula and see if it comes out right. So he's wanting it ready to go in the jar and sell. But didn't know if he's just wanting to use me to do that. And then as soon as it's ready, him start another fight and then try and take it, move on without me. Or if you see that, because he hasn't, I told him, I haven't seen anything from him as far as future. Like before, he talked about the future and us, you know, moving forward with the relationship. But I'm just wondering what you see, if you see that happening, or is he just wanting me around to get, is it about the money? Because he needs my brains for the formula.
Like I said, he doesn't know how to be in a relationship. Mark knows how to be in a business and work and stuff like that, but he doesn't know how to be in a relationship. That's what I said earlier. That is the problem. It's not that he doesn't care for you or anything like that. He doesn't know how to be in a relationship, and it's gonna take time, and it's gonna take a lot of patience. What's his date of birth? Do you know?
October 25th.
What is it? October.
October 25th.
Yeah, 26. Of October. What year?
2556.
56.
10/25/56.
56, okay.
I'm just wondering why he's keeping me at a distance now during the daytime. Like he doesn't care if he spends time with me or not. Before he wanted me, he was constantly, hey, are you on your way yet? Or on your way yet? Come on over. When are you going to be here? Now he doesn't. Like I don't hear from him until the end of the day.
Well, the relationship is still there. There's nobody else in the picture, which that's a good thing, all right? So there's no third party.
I didn't think so. Okay.
There isn't. There's no third party. Mark doesn't know how to deal with his emotions. He doesn't know how to deal with it. He knows how to work. He knows how to plan. He knows how to create things. He knows how to be a head down, bum up kind of guy and be committed, and he can be very businesslike and anything on the practice, but emotionally, I don't think he lined up for emotions before he was born. So he doesn't know how to deal with it. It's something he's got to learn to be.
Well, he was totally different before we broke up. I mean, we had gotten very, very close.
Yeah.
And now he's just done an about face, like.
It scares him. Emotions really scare him. He doesn't know what to do with them. He doesn't know how to deal with them.
Okay.
That's the problem. He doesn't know how to deal with emotions. Not that he doesn't care. it's not that he doesn't see a future, he just doesn't understand, what do you do with it? You know, he
right.
just can't work it out. And it's hard for him. I actually kind of feel sorry for him, because it's not that he doesn't care. It's not that he doesn't, he really has got no idea how to be in a relationship.
Okay.
You know,
and see, he lived with his adult parents who were elderly.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if he's trying to keep me pushed away until they're gone, you know, expecting me to be sitting on the shelf.
Yeah.
For however long, how many years that is.
Well, I think you need to say to him, let's work on this relationship. I need to know, are we just on business together, or are we going to work in a relationship? We're going to work in a relationship. There's certain things we need to do. You need to put the cards on the table. And he's a good businessman. He's very honest. He's not using you. He's working with you. He's working with you. He's not taking advantage of you. But he's got to learn to deal with his emotions. All right. Many blessings.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you, Selva.
Okay. Thank you, Cindy. Now, my line 6 has disappeared, never come back, and I don't know why. Well, I got an idea that was Justin. Justin calls from Infinity Radio here on Blog Talk, and you may know there. Justin is a long-term friend of mine there. So I don't know where he's gone now, but he's not there. Okay, let's see where we are then. Oh, we've got two Kerrys, one behind the other. There's Kerry with an I and Kerry with a Y. And we've got Kerry with an I, I think, this one.
Hello.
Hi, Kay.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And you should be quite excited with life right now. Because the last 3 years has really been like a roller coaster of changes and transitions and growth. But now it's like you're over the worst of it. And there seems to be a new door opening and the new horizon. But you seem to be involved with some new project that is actually allowing yourself to expose yourself a little bit more and be more creative and expressive with it as well. I hope you're good at bookkeeping and keeping things in order. Because I do feel that you are going to have a very busy period and you need to make sure that everything is in order and taking place in an office sector for you to be able to have time to do other things as well. So it's quite a busy period ahead heading your way, which is actually going to give you the opportunity to see your potentials and be able to finish creating what you've started.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. Beautiful. Did you have a question?
Just wanted to see if you see a move happening for me at the end of this year or sometime next year.
I think it's early next year. I think this year is about putting things all into perspective and trying mm-hmm. to line things up. And because when you move, I see you be very selective with what you take in the move. It's like you're only going to take what you need and what you're going to utilize. And I do see you disposing of the rest, maybe selling it or giving it away, whatever you decide. But I do feel that early next year there'll be a move, yes.
All right, sounds excellent.
You know, you've got a bright future, Kay. You really got a library. You've done the homework. You've done a lot of preparation. And a lot of people didn't believe in you, but when you start going forward, you know, they're going to have to eat some humble pie and realize that, hey, she really did it. She did it. You know, you've got a lot to be proud of.
Yes, that's what I plan on doing. Yes, you are right. Mm-hmm.
All right, wonderful. Okay.
All right, you think I'll be meeting somebody that I'll like in 2022? Because it's somebody that I haven't met yet, because you know I'm empathic, but I like his energy.
Yeah, well, you know, energetically speaking, you're going to make a lot of connections romantically as well as some friendship, you know, and spiritually you're a very gifted person anyway, and you are able to manifest love into your life if you so choose. So you've got a lot of beautiful changes happening in relationship ways, but not only romantically, but in the friendship level. It's like you're finally starting to attract good quality people to connect with for true friendship, which I think that is amazing.
I agree with you, yes.
So you're heading in the right direction. You really are heading in the right direction. And, you know, and it's a bad time. I think it's a bad time. It's long overdue.
Mm-hmm. It has been long overdue. I agree with you, yes. I'm doing everything myself. I agree.
Time. The good Lord always delivers. Maybe not when we want him to deliver, but he does deliver at the right time, for the right reason. Sometimes we have patience and appreciation of who we are before anybody else can appreciate us and understand us.
Yes, you're right. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you for a lovely reading. Thank you so much.
Many blessings.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. That's Kerry one. We have another Kerry in there.
Hello.
What was your name? Karina, is it?
Hi, my name is Kerry. Mine's actually with an I, too. It's K-E-R-I.
Kerry. Okay, I like it. Nice and simple. You know, and simplicity is best sometimes. Kerry, I don't know if you've been trying to put bills or something into order, into perspective, but I do see you sitting on a desk, and there's a lot of things around you, and it's like you need to put it into order, and into the order that you feel of importance. And once you do that, you'll see the things will flow a lot easier, and everything will meet everything, and you'll be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Because at the moment, it's like you've been buried under a little bit of stress. And I do feel that it's not as bad as it seems. It's just a case of putting it into perspective to be able to see how good it is on the other side for you. And the next 6 months is about reorganizing and realigning what you need. And I do feel that you're going to do it smoothly, and you're going to be very pleased with the outcome once everything is in place as well. I don't know if somebody owes you money or somebody's going to gift you money, but I do see a small amount of money coming your way. And it's something you don't need to return. So it's not a loan or anything. So it's either maybe you loaned money to somebody a few years ago and you've forgotten about it and it's coming back to you, or somebody's just going to gift you money to be able to get to the other side. But I do see at the most unexpected moment, a reward is presented.
It makes sense, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Did you have a question?
No, well, I think you hit on that. I sold a piece of property of mine that was in our family earlier this year, and I've been renting since then, but I'm ready to transition into something more permanent, but I need to just put everything in the order. So at times it can feel overwhelming and just need to kind of make that my mission, because in February, so about 5 or 6 months from now, that's when my lease would be up for renewal, and that's my goal is to sort of get those things in order prior to then, before, you know, having to make that decision. So absolutely, 100%.
Oh, beautiful. Really glad. Yeah. I'm really glad, you know, because it's really wonderful once we see that there is a future and there's something you can call home and you can create and personalize it. But not only that, it's like there's a creative side of you that is yet to be awakened, and I do feel there's going to be so much opportunity for you to grow and evolve.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very beautiful.
Yes. You know, I've been thinking about different employment. I have, you know, something now, but it, you know, I might seek to relocate a little bit further away in a different state, not too far. But I'm just wondering if you pick up on any energies around me or people that I have close to me, if you get anything regarding that.
I don't pick up any negative energy, which is really, really good. And but I just pick up a lot of positive energy around you. Right now, you're surrounded by very positive energy, very positive transmission, and being able to have the strength to let go of things you don't need and actually be able to go through a smooth transition of changes. In the sense of work and direction, I do see new opportunity, but I feel that it'll happen more when after you move, and you'll still be able to see that a long-awaited situation is actually taking place by the most unexpected person. So opportunities and people have got your back. It's like there's someone who's got your back. There's things happening behind the scenes that you're going to be able to see that, oh, my God, how blessed am I? Thank you, Lord. You know, and how blessed are because it's just looking bright and fruitful.
That's beautiful. I appreciate that so much. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, look forward to the future.
Thank you so much.
Have lots of photos because your ambient will change tremendously, and you want to be able to look at those photos and see where you came from and where you are, and even the home itself.
Right.
It will change tremendously and allow yourself to recognize your achievement by seeing photos and that, and seeing the changes that you create, and you
right.
know, give a pat in the back saying, wow, I did it. I did it, and I did it lovely and honestly. It's a beautiful thing.
That is very beautiful. Thank you.
That is good. It's time. It's time.
I agree. Yeah, and just in the past 6 to 7 months, to see how far I've come is a lot.
All right, babe.
Many thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Ken. Thank you.
Thank you, Kai. Oh, we got that name totally wrong, didn't we? No, it's just I thought there was two Kellys. I thought I was hearing things, and proved that I was. So, before we go to our last... Okay, I need to keep that microphone open just a bit longer because I closed it off in the middle of speaking. And that's a dangerous thing to do, close your microphone up in the middle of speaking, because you sound a bit like Royal Tappers and Shunters. Never mind. So a program that used to be here in the UK, it's a comedy program it was, from up north. Right, so we've got just one caller in the call queue at the moment, and there's 37 minutes on the clock. So we're going to take a short break again because we need to drum up at least two more calls in order to finish the show, yeah? Well, there you go. UB40. They're going to be doing an open-air concert next week, I do believe, sometimes. I was going to go, but it's like it's the tickets are quite pricey. And then it doesn't promise to be good weather. So it was called off because I think they put it back a fortnight while they found a new sax player sort of thing to take over from Brian there. You know, if you think there's two UB40s now sort of thing, it's Ali, Astro and Mickey, I think, is there. They're touring separately at the moment and doing separate gigs. But I really don't know what's going on there. I don't know whether the funerals have been there yet for Brian, and I haven't heard much in the news about that. I was wanting to find out a little bit more about how the fans can send their appreciation and maybe send forward, you know, some flowers at least, or some sort of card. You know, like with some words on it that they use, you know, that type of thing. I don't know whether there's a page there on Facebook where people can leave their thoughts. I don't know, but that's got to be coming up sometime this week, I should think. Okay, all right, let's see where we're going then. Still nobody's called. 30 minutes left and we're still only have one call. So So we might finish early if we don't get any more callers. So let's see, Carolyn.
Hi.
Hello.
Carolyn.
Carolyn, what a beautiful name. Carolyn,
thank you.
You've got a very strong vibration, and which is kind of confuses me a little bit because you tend to hesitate on making decisions and that, and yet you've got a beautiful, strong energy about you, and you are very capable of creating changes productively. But it's like, I don't know, it's like you second guess yourself instead of allowing yourself to move forward. You know, you're a very talented person, and there's a lot of busyness around you, and there's a lot of work, and there's a lot of productiveness around you. But it's like you're taking too many steps back. You say, oh, I don't know if I'm there. I don't know. So it's like you've got to learn to be a little bit more assertive, and you've got to believe in yourself, because you've got great potentials.
Huh. Well, I don't know. I see myself as a self-believer. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've just been making tons of changes. Left a 20-year relationship. I'm living 4.5 hours away. I'm starting a new life.
Yeah.
So, and that's just part of the list.
You've got really a great future. Don't look
at
it.
Oh, that's good to hear.
But really look at it as like, now you are free to create your life. It's like you fulfilled the contract. You know, a new life is turning, and there's a lot of prosperity, there's a lot of growth, there's a lot of opportunities that are going to come your way as well. I do feel that 3 weeks after your move, you are going to be amazed at the opportunities that are going to cross your path in the sense of employment, in the sense of health, of setting things up. It's like it'll take 3 weeks for you to adjust to the move, and then from then on, it's like everything will just start falling in place.
Hmm. Well, I'm a believer in all that, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, there's nothing to second guess because, you know, I mean, we always have choices. I know that. But for me, the choices were very clear. It was like,
yeah,
you know, almost no choice. There is choice, but it was like no choice.
Yeah.
The choices that I made were the only choices to make. And
you
did. Clear to me.
You know, you really are investing in you. You know, you're doing what is best for you personally, and you got no idea how right this is. It's like, and once it falls in place, you're going to say, God, I'm so glad I did this. I'm so glad I took charge of my life. I'm so glad I decided to move forward and embrace me. Because that's what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
You're investing in you. You're investing in you.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. You're right. I have a mentor that we both talk about that a lot. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, I'm proud of you. You really have taken the bull by the horn, and you're doing it the right way and for the right reason. And the reason is you. You know, there's nothing better than investment.
Yeah, no, for true on that, true. Yeah.
Ultimately, you don't have one in your life.
I'm sorry. You said earlier that in 3 weeks, about 3 weeks when the dust is settled or I get settled or the move is settled, that I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you, that you said something was going to take place or things were going to happen.
Yeah, it shows 3 weeks after you settle, It's like doors are opening for you, universal doors are opening for you. And there seems to be like change and opportunities of work, opportunities of putting things in place. And the assistant, the people you're going to meet are really going to surprise you. You're going to be very happy with the connections and the opportunities that are going to be presented to you due to the new environment.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm holding my arms out to the universe right now, because I am in a new area completely. And,
yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm happy in the way of new adventure and stuff like that. Yeah, for sure. Well, that's good to hear, for sure.
Now, so you're going to be fine. Everything is falling in place the way that it should, and you will be fine, 100% fine.
Right, good. I wonder, do you see me finding a place? I still have to settle business affairs where I came from, and I'm wondering, do you see... I need to figure out something to, I don't know, I don't want to sleep in the car, I don't want to sleep in the tent, I don't want to, you know, I'm trying to figure out something.
You are going to create a home. That's definitely going to be a home. There's no doubt about it. It's a building. You know, you'll be in a building, you'll be in a bed. You know, you will be, things will going to fall in place for you better than what you think. You know,
well, in my new location, I'm all set up. I have that, things I have. I need something. The location that I left, I need something down there. It's not, it's just temporary. I still have, I still share stuff with someone else. I do have a place I can go to, but I don't want to. And I was trying to figure out something for myself, just by myself down there. And I'm making a lot of phone calls and talking to a lot of people. And I continue to work on. So do you see something?
To tidy up the loose ends, I do see you staying with somebody while you're tidying up loose ends. But, you know, you've got all that future to look forward to, the new life, the new establishing, the new direction. And sometimes you've got to make that little bit sacrifice to be somewhere as long as we are safe for a little while. But I do see you that, yes, while you're tidying up loose ends, I don't see you in a place of your own. I see you someone really providing you shelter and helping you somewhere to be while you tidy up the loose ends. The good thing about it is that because you're staying, you will be staying somewhere where you don't particularly really want to stay, you're going to be able to achieve things faster. It's like it's almost going to be a motivation for you to get things done quicker.
Yeah. Well, and I have, like I said, I have different options down there now.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to stay. At those options. I didn't want to stay at those options. I wanted to do it independently. And so, right now I have to go down there and I have a place. I do have a place, but it's not mine and it's not, and I can continue doing that kind of thing, you know, but okay. So you see me finding someone kind of like not a partner, but someone that will, I'll be able to work something out with them, some kind of an agreement where I can do that then.
Yeah, you will.
That's what I keep looking.
All in place. And it's like, things are actually, they're not as bad as what they present themselves. You know, and it's like...
No.
You know, they're
not. You're right, it's not.
Feel good. They feel good. It's like things are there to make it easier for you, and you just gotta just go with it and trust, because you know it's only a short period of time anyway. Because you've got a bright future somewhere else.
Oh, good. Well, you know, and it's been a real self, not self, very chaotic past several weeks. And now kind of I'm seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
6 months.
Yeah, well, it's been very intense the past 2 to 3 weeks because I had to put the move in action, and then there was family stuff going on. I mean, good family stuff, you know, yesterday. There's a lot of traveling back and forth. So I see the light at the end of the tunnel. But now I hear the bell. Okay, thank you.
Many blessings.
Amen. He blessed
you. Thank you, Carolyn. All righty. Now then, 19 minutes left on the clock, which means that we could potentially fit another 2 people in, but there's nobody there. So what we're going to do, we're going to say,
I don't know.
You'll have one?
Mm-hmm.
Selva? Really? You need to come and sit in the chair then. Okay. You know what to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Sit down there then. And say hello to Selva.
Hi, Selva.
And you.
It's you, Carol.
It is, yeah.
How are you? How lovely to see you.
I'm fine, thank you.
Carol, I don't know if you've been having some tummy problems. I don't know if you've been having some tummy problems, but I
tummy
do feel tummy, stomach.
What's coming out?
I don't know.
Stomach. A digestive problem.
Oh, yes, that's me. Yeah.
Okay. It's like you really got to pay attention to it, and you really got to take some time out to look at what you're very sensitive. Because it's like your body's very sensitive, and it's like it needs that. And I don't know if you lost a loved one 3 years ago, but there's a lady in the spirit, and she's holding a doily. She's holding a doily, and it's like she's saying, nothing is finished until you put the last touch, so don't give up.
Doilies.
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
I hope it makes sense to you.
It does, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Did you have a question?
I do have a question, but I don't know whether you'll be able to answer it. My daughter's expecting a baby next month.
Yes, a baby girl, yeah.
But, yeah. The head's already engaged, and she's already had a show, and they've told her she's going to get to her 12th for next month.
Oh, no, she will have it within the next 24 hours.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
She will have it in the next 24 hours. It's a beautiful baby girl, and it'll probably be about 7 pounds, 6 ounces. And it feels probably about 51 centimeters. It's fairly long legs, very, very athletic looking, beautiful little girl. And it's certainly going to emotionally do something to your daughter. It's like, oh, it's not happening about this connection with this child. There's something special about it. There's, I don't know if you can really find out. Or what it is, but there's a special connection there.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Yeah. I was getting a bit worried.
Yeah, I truly understand. But no, in the next 24 hours, you'll have another grandchild. And go, oh-hoo!
Grandchild number 8?
Yes, beautiful.
Yeah. I've got my first great-grandchild on the way as well.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's just wonderful. You know, families are such a sacred thing. You know, and it's very, very beautiful.
That's good. That's good.
Yes.
Have you finished, Carol?
I don't know because I can't hear.
You can't hear?
No.
All right, okay. So you're done then?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, I can't hear.
You can't hear properly, are you?
No.
No.
I'm having trouble hearing
it. Right, okay. Well, that's all right then. What happens is that when we have the microphone, I think he's when I open my microphone, we can't have the two microphones on at the same time.
Oh, is that what it is?
See, my microphone and then Selva's microphone, it's because Selva's actually in the same studio. And what happens there is that we give Selva a link, and Selva is actually in the same studio with us, albeit in a different room, so to speak. And it's all linked up to the same system. So technology kind of gets the better of us sometimes. And we can't have the two microphones open. So when we bring a caller in, you'll hear me shut my main microphone off. Now, for some weeks, we've been coming through what they call a back door. And what I noticed was that when I was screening people this evening, is that we were losing a lot of the microphone level by using that method. But I might go back to it because it does seem that we don't have the problem of crossover microphones when we use that method. So it's just something that we need to think about, but I need to maybe do things in a different manner. Sorry.
It's all right,
please. No. Okay, so we're going to wrap it up then, because Carol there, lovely little reading there for Carol, and Carol being our last call of the evening. And we're not going to try to fit anybody else in there. It's a little bit impractical to do so. They would need to call instantly. So we're going to say very big thank you once again to the wonderful Selva Dutton for joining us once again this morning and this evening. And we'll do it all again next week, Selva.
No, I did send you a message, Ken. I'm going for some scans next week, so I won't be available next week. I'll be thinking after.
Right. So 2 weeks' time then, yes?
Yes, 2 weeks' time.
2 weeks' time. Right. So that's 2 weeks' time then, ladies and gents. Okay. So, right. So, Selva back with us in 2 weeks' time then. Okay. So, not next week. Okay. Right. So we're wrapping this one up then, ladies and gents. And we'll play out with what we usually play in with, because we played a different tune coming in this evening. And what we did, we didn't send Selva the link for the studio. So she was sitting there patiently waiting for the link for the studio. And so
it is that time already,
unfortunately. So
so some of you young folks been saying to me, hey, Fox, what you mean, what a wonderful world? How about all them wars all over the place? You call them wonderful? And how about hunger and pollution? They ain't so wonderful either. But how about listening to old Pops for a minute? Seems to me it ain't the world that's so bad, but what we are doing to it. And all I'm saying is, see what a wonderful world it would be if only we'd give it a chance. Love, baby, love. That's the secret. Yeah. If lots more of us loved each other, we'd solve lots more problems. And man, this world would be a ghetto. That's why old Pops keeps saying, I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. What a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.